So when we learn to observe our mind, why is it that we resist staying as the observer? Yeah. Actually, our existence presently is, as I said, multidimensional, physical, mental, spiritual. We exist at all three levels. And to do things, you know, we have at one level the role of observer, but at another level, we also have a role of a participant. We are functioning while doing things. So for example, right now, I can, by a thought exercise, envision, if I was sitting at your place, you know, how do I look? Am I expressing myself properly? I can do that. But once I get into things, so I'll get into trying to communicate properly and I will not be able to keep that perspective. So it is in general difficult to stay at the level of the observer constantly. In the Bhagavad Gita, the human psychological functions are analyzed in terms of three modes of material nature. The Sanskrit words for it. Basically, goodness, passion, ignorance. That's the English word. What it means is, our mind, you could imagine the mind having three tracks. Sometimes the mind runs on this track, sometimes it on this track, sometimes on this track. So the track of goodness is characterized by illumination. When we can see things clearly. The track of passion is characterized by action. I have to do things right now. The track of ignorance is characterized by apathy. Just forget it. Don't bother about things. Just lethargy, apathy, laziness, that kind of things. So I try to put these three mental tracks in English. Is it? Some people make things happen. Some people watch things happen. And some people wonder what happened. So now the meditation, it takes us to the track of goodness, wherein we can observe. But while functioning in the world, an action is involved, we have to come to the track of passion, where we have to do things. So rather than expecting that we should always be able to stay as observers, it is difficult. What we can do is create periodic breaks in our schedule, where we can return to the position of being observers. And that way, we can take stock. Okay, I did this. This was not something which... I could have done this better. I did this. This was good. I can move on this way. So, over a period of time, as we keep doing this, at one level, these tracks of the mind, they are three distinct tracks. And sometimes we are on the track of illumination, action, or lethargy. We are at different times at different of these tracks. But over a period of time, if we do the exercises like meditation, then our default track changes towards illumination. Right now, our default track, it may be action, or it may be lethargy, or it may be somewhere in between. But the overall practice of meditation, gradually, it takes the balance of our consciousness towards more reflectiveness. So we will get involved in things, but we'll also be able to more easily distance ourselves from things when we need to. But in the initial stages, we do need to take conscious time out. So, some people can be in a meditative frame of mind constantly. But it's very difficult for most of us. So, we need to have time for breaks when we distance ourselves from our situation and reflect on what we are doing. And then, it's like a course correction. Tomorrow morning, I'm flying from here to Dayton. So I have a college program there. So when a plane flies, actually, pilots say that 90% of the time the plane is off course. The plane gets back because of the wind, because of the clouds, atmospheric conditions. The plane reaches the destination because there's continuous course correction. Goes off, come back. Goes off, come back. So like that, we will go off. But returning to the position of the observer, that helps us to check what happened. And then we can come back. We can do course correction thereafter. Does that answer your question? Thank you.